What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today is Thursday, February 27th, 2025. All right. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be alive today, and I hope that you are as well. It's Thursday, so you know what that means, right? It means it's Thursday night showdown, and this is the part to where we're going to dive in on some of the trending topics throughout the week. And these are some of the things you've been seeing going up and down your timeline, but at the same time, we're going to debate it out. And I can't go any further without starting the show, without bringing out my co-host. Come on out, Producer Britt. Come on out here. Come on out here. Let's get to it.
Hey, hey, hey.
How we feeling? How we feeling? Happy Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Okay.
Happy Thursday. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
It's coming to an end, but we black every day. All right, y'all.
Hey, that part. But you know, we still been black. We still been excited about it. And you know, going into that, I'm gonna go ahead and get into my Black History fact today. I'm gonna get my
all
Black
right,
History fact.
All right.
And Yeah. And just so everybody knows, we're streaming on all the platforms, but you can join the conversation by coming over to YouTube. Just type in Speak Your Success Media, and we would love to interact and engage with you in the chat. All right. So for my Black History fact, I want to just talk about, and this one's bittersweet, right? Mm-hmm. This one's a little bittersweet because it's NPR's Chief Diversity Officer, Mr. Keith Woods. He announced Wednesday that he would retire after 46 years.
Wow.
After his 46-year career in journalism, and he had 15 years as a public broadcaster. Producer Britt, he went on to say this. He said, after more than four decades in journalism, I'm happy to finally be able to say the words, I'm retiring. Woods said that in a statement released by the network. And then he also went on to say, though the attacks on the work of diversity, equity, and inclusion have taken some of the joy out of this moment.
That's nice.
Bittersweet.
That's nice. Yeah.
Bittersweet. Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad that he, you know, after what, 46 years?
46 years. Yeah. I mean, once you get a job like that, you know, it's kind of hard to let go, you know, it's kind of, you know, the top of your career. And, you know, at that point, you're changing lives and you're creating stories and getting the message out there for 46 years. So kudos to him.
That's a long time. Yeah. 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 Kudos. And I actually had the opportunity to meet him, to meet him when I was in Tennessee. I was down there for what? A podcast conference. So shout out to...
Not surprised.
Shout out to Keith Woods. Well, his son's name is Keith Marcel Woods. I met him. And then I was also down there with Aaron P. Woods because they are the co-founders of PodPal, right? And this is, you know, this is the only Black-owned podcast distribution platform.
Okay.
So I was down there, you know, got to do the whole podcasting thing, but you know, got to learn more about PodPal, and that was also where I won my free iPad. Okay.
In a rap. Oh yeah. Okay. You mentioned that to me before. Okay.
So cool. You know, fun fact for today.
Fun fact. Okay, so I'm not as prepared for my Black History fact, but there was some Black history made. Look at this.
Come on,
Master
transition. Make him say,
Okay, so hey, that's Black history right there, okay?
For sure.
Yeah, Master P named president of basketball operations for UNO. Oh, so hey, he's from New Orleans, he's staying there. So hey, there we go.
Boop. Producer Britt, this is a very big deal. A few reasons why.
Okay.
One, because a lot of people don't know Master P actually played in the NBA. Did you know that?
Yes. Percy Miller. Yeah.
Percy Miller played it. One, which means he got game. Okay. But the other part is, Master P has amassed the influence, and he's been relevant for decades.
I agree.
Creating products and, you know,
movies?
Of course, with his sons now.
Movies?
That's what I'm saying. Products, movies, pancake mix, cereal. Every time he comes to the Breakfast Club, he got something else. But Drewski needs to stop going live when we go live. He go live every time we go live.
He's taking our stuff. I know. It's crazy.
Get out of here, Drewski. But anyway, the reason why I said such a big deal with Master P is because he understands what it's like to be relevant and have a social media following and mm-hmm. do the whole influencer thing. Mm-hmm. So now with him being named president of basketball operations at UNO, he really can help some kids. He really can help them.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. So that's my Black History fact. And that's a little segue into what I saw scrolling. So this is everything that you sent to me. So you're sending stuff of what you saw scrolling. Okay. So, back me up on some of these. Okay. So Michael Strahan to start his own custom men's tailoring operation. I mean, this just makes sense. I believe the man is in a suit maybe 5 days a week. He's on Good Morning America, so I definitely know he has a suit on then. But, you know, how do you feel about him getting a suit company going?
Yeah, I mean, just to your point, so often people try to start brands and create these things that they don't use, they don't lean mm-hmm. into. But mm-hmm. if you're always in a suit, why would you wear it? Why would you buy somebody else's suit, get another suit cut and tailored when you can be the tailor of the suit? And of course, it's just a great business decision because why? All the NFL players, now they want to get styled up, dressed up. Mm. Hey, it's just a perfect partnership. Mm. So
it's kind of like when Steve Harvey had his suits.
Ain't nobody about to talk about them suits. Ain't nobody about to talk about no Steve Harvey suit.
Steve Harvey suit. We know who else had it. I believe LL Cool J had apparel. I don't know if he has suits. Todd Smith.
Bishop T.D. Jakes got his own suits.
He got suits?
I went to the Potter's house. This was years ago. I walked in there. I could not stay focused. It was like, it was concert type lighting, Ballyloo moving. It was before I even knew what Ballyloo was, right? With the light moving and twinkling. But then on the screens, he got the screen showing books that he got coming out, conference that he got coming up, suit collection. Yeah, I'm sitting there. It probably was 5 T.D. Jakes commercials straight. Ooh. And I'm not mad at him, but I was like, dang, all right, man. We in a church service, though. What's up?
Wow, that's funny. Nah, that's funny. Okay, and then my last one here. You sent this. Was this a video?
Think about young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, you don't want me to play it?
Well, yeah. I'm saying yeah. Just go ahead. Let that thing roll. We can talk about it after.
Okay.
Think about young LeBron now and the LeBron he is now, where his kid's playing in the NBA. What's that like for you to witness? Because you've now seen the whole journey.
I love it, and I'm experiencing it with my own son. I know what it's like, you know. So LeBron, he's seen him out in that backyard. He was there at the hospital when he's seen his son overcome some stuff that we haven't seen. We're not privy to it, but he believes in him. And I think that, you know, having your son on the same team is amazing. The fact that he was able to stay in shape that long for that, you need things to motivate you. And I'm sure that is part of the motivation, because he got money. He can retire when he wants. He's got other opportunities to do all kinds of stuff. But, you know, you got to keep setting goals.
Okay, that was a hard ending. But talk about it. Talk about it.
Shout out to the big podcast with Shaq. But the thing that I really like about this is, because I've heard Michael Jordan say it many times, and if you listen to like documentaries, like the greatest of the greats, they always have to find a way to keep showing up. Because LeBron knows, like, if he stopped playing yesterday, if he stopped playing 5 years ago, you know, he's already in that conversation, greatest of all time, everything like that. But you have to find something that keeps you in the game this long, right? So that's why I really like it. And then it's a whole nother dynamic when you get to see a father and son, a black father and son, right? You can't name at least 10 of those. outside of like the Ball family and a few others, but you know, we can go down a list of, you know, other cultures like who have done this.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, your Walmarts and like all those different other brands. Yeah. But what about the Waynes? What about the Jameses?
Yeah.
So now this is a different legacy that we can enter in that conversation. So that's why I like
black
it.
Nepotism. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, we
and you
can
have
do a
son. How cool would that be? You know, if you, you know, your son grows up and you get to work with your son. Yeah. Like you work with your dad, like you help him film some stuff and, you know, you work with your dad. So that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, my son, if he knows it or not, he's going to like, we're going to end up working together because one, he follows me anywhere I go and I'm usually in the office and I'm usually dealing with, you know, either around a stage or around a mic or around some speakers or filming something. So whatever it might be. So my son, just by osmosis, right, he's going to pick up some stuff and we're just going to be rolling together. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the journey. I'm excited about it.
Okay. All right, guys. So if you have anything that you saw scrolling that you want featured on the show, put it in my DMs at Producer Britt on Instagram or TikTok. Jonathan and I, when we come back, you ready, Jonathan? You ready?
Ready? Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So we are going to be talking about Dr. Jamal Bryant, and we're going to break down this Target fast, this Target DEI 40-day situation he has going on. So stay tuned. Get ready to type in the chat, and we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. We're back. Come on, Producer Britt. So y'all, today is Thursday night. And Thursday night means it's time for Thursday Night Showdown. And on Thursday Night Showdown, you know, there's topics going on around the world. They're trending. And, you know, people got questions and people need answers.
That
so, Producer
true.
Britt, let's go ahead and get into it. Because what? It was about 2 weeks ago when we initially broke the story and we shared a little bit of the interview from one of the creators and CEOs of a Black-owned business who has products in Target. She has books. She has shirts. The name of her brand is Black Unicorn.
Yes.
And from that point, she was just letting us know that, hey, I know you want to boycott Target. I know you want to fast from Target. But if you fast from Target, you're going to be affecting not only my business, but also my livelihood. And these are products and these are things that I created with you in mind. So now we're coming back to the conversation. We're coming back to the table because Dr. Jamal Bryant has been preaching for a little bit, talking about targetfast.org and telling people that it's time for the Black church to take a stand. Producer Britt, I'm gonna kick it to you. Let you go ahead and get some of this action.
Okay, so just to give an overview, okay? So like Jonathan said, Dr. Jamal Bryant is calling for a 40-day fast, okay? So he wants to start this March 5th and it's gonna go to April 17th. So that is the length of Lent. If you participate in Lent, that is what the 40-day fast is for. Okay, so who's behind the movement? Faith leaders that are doing the fast, like I said. He's calling for 100,000 participants. He needs 100,000 signatures. I just watched the Roland Martin interview today, and he still needs only 30,000 signatures. So he got 70,000, signatures already. So, I mean, this is moving, right? Don't you think, Jonathan?
It's moving.
It's moving.
I was surprised when I heard 70,000. I was like, oh, wow. People serious.
People are serious.
People really. And then let me chime in here. So my wife and I, we have typically gone to Target to shop. We have typically gone to Target. But when we went back maybe a few weeks ago just to return some items, okay, just to return some items, my wife was like, it's looking real skimpy in here. They looking real thin. It's looking real different in there. And I'm not sure if you're going to get to this or not, Producer Britt, but even the stock, even the Target stock has dropped 12.12%.
Yes. So, yes, I was going to mention that. So I'm glad that you did. But yeah, it's happening.
It's happening, y'all. It's happening. But go ahead, Britt. Go ahead.
So just picking up where you left off, as far as you know, the stock dropping and that Target is feeling it. So his next steps, Dr. Jamal Bryan, is to go to the stockholders. And Jonathan, I'll pitch it to you because you read a little bit more about the stockholders situation.
Yeah. So the first phase is what you're talking about. Those first 40 days to where we're holding off from Target. We're not buying from Target. But then the other part also is just as you shared about faith leaders and other people in the community. They made reference in the Roland Martin interview. They made reference to following the process of Operation Breadbasket, right? Mm-hmm. So during this time, not only not making purchases, but during this time also fasting and praying so that they would be centered spiritually throughout this time. And then phase two, from my understanding, phase two is that then they would go to the stockholders meeting because some Target are already facing some lawsuits, right? They're already getting sued just due to, you know, what's taking place. But then the next step was is going to the stockholders meeting and then looking to have a conversation after we have the 40 days of data saying, look what we've done, look at our buying power, our spending power. So now how do y'all want to move forward? Because one other thing that they shared in that conversation was we have these demands.
I saw these are our demands, and that's on the and that is actually on the website, the demands part. But we're gonna take a quick break, but before we go to break, let me get my thought together, y'all. I'm so excited to talk about this. But the National Black Chamber of Commerce is providing alternative shopping options. And so Dr. Jamal Bryant has given the Black-owned businesses that are at Target the opportunity. They delayed it to March 5th, first of all. It was supposed to start tomorrow. And so they delayed it to the 5th because they're giving the opportunity to Black-owned businesses to move their inventory out of Target. And then from there, they're going to be on a directory of 300,000 Black-owned businesses, and that'll be your directory to shop direct with the with the business instead of going to the store. So it's just all interesting to me, and we'll just talk a little bit more when we come back because it gets deep. It gets deep because Dr. Jamal, he got called out at the White House with some. So we'll be right back with more Speaker Success. Stay tuned and we're going to get into it. All right. We'll be right back.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right, all right, all right. Welcome back with more Speak Your Success. So just as producer Britt said, that it does get deep, right? It does get deep, especially when you begin to understand that you really do have buying power. And when you also begin to understand that based on the spending power that you have and the dollars that you have in your account, and wherever you're going to spend those, that you can have demands or you can hold people accountable before you go and spend those dollars, before you go and spend those coins. Producer Britt, come on back out here. And then we can actually get into those demands, right? Because some people may not even be aware of what some of those demands are. But I would like to inform the people.
Call them out.
So one, and I actually shot it over to you. But one of the demands, so there's four demands of Target, and the way it reads, power concedes nothing without a demand, and this is on targetfast.org, and then it says number one is to honor the $2 billion pledge to the Black business community through products, services, and Black media buys. Number two is to deposit $250 million among any of our 23 Black banks. These are some real demands.
They really are.
These are some real demands. Number three, completely restoring the franchise commitment to DEI. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then number four, pipeline community centers at 10 HBCUs to teach retail business at every level.
So I hope they get those 30. I mean, I already signed up. I did it, but you know, I hope they get those 30,000. I hope we get it. I hope we get it, y'all. I hope we get it.
Man, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just 30,000. If you can do 70, you can do 30.
But you know what alarms me is right here at the top, right here at the top, where it's like, you know, boycott Sam's Club. I've been boycotting Starbucks, Target, Toyota, Tractor Supply. Like, there's so many other places. Walmart. We already know about Walmart. Yeah, they had Aldi in there, Whole Foods. Yeah, I don't shop at Whole
Aldi's,
Foods.
Aldi's in there too?
I was like, what Aldi do? So I gotta look up Aldi because I'll be shopping at Aldi.
Lord have mercy. Oh, but here's the thing, producer.
I love
here's
good
the thing.
Aldi food.
So, I understand like all that, right? Boycott all these places. But just like what you were saying, and just like Jamal Bryant said, we need to focus on one first. Because if we all boycott between 50 different businesses, yes, there's going to be an impact. But at the same time, the impact isn't going to be as massive if we all boycotted the one.
Correct.
Can we just start with the one? Like, y'all,
yeah,
I mean,
start.
Yeah, we want.
Let's not start at Aldi, y'all. Let's not start.
Oh, my
at all.
Goodness. I mean, yeah, can I mean, we take those down for a second? Like,
yeah,
take those
yeah, yeah,
down.
Yeah, take these down.
Just with Target. Just Target. Okay, let's start with Target. This is,
oh, my gosh. IMD, okay, so, those are the people that do the movies right here. Or is that the computer IMD?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know all this was happening.
Now, Lowe's.
Oh, hold on, wait, So producer Britt, so seeing this, understanding what's taking place, understanding where we are as a country, how are you feeling you gonna move forward in this?
Okay, well, right now I have already made a change. So one, I shop at Central Market, two, which is H-E-B, two, I go to see if you're in Dallas, I go to Cedar Market Ranch, to get my vegetables and my fruits. And that has been that has been a game changer for me. I got so much fruit, so much produce for $24. And I mean, I'm going tomorrow morning. I'm waking up, and that's what I'm doing tomorrow morning before the day gets me. But yeah. So I would say just switching to local places. I know HEB is not local, but they just have great prices, and I love Central Market. But I've never been a Target person, to be quite honest. I've never been a Target person.
Okay.
No, because I always said that they do this. This is what they do.
How much out of your way do you have to go to begin to shop at the food market or to shop at Central Market? Like, how much out of your way do you have to go versus, or how many stores do you pass if you guesstimate it?
I do pass a Whole Foods on my way to Central Market, but I've never liked Whole Foods. Me and my mom went in there one time and we just randomly, you know, like the smell good soap, you know, just the homemade soap. So the homemade soap, it was laying out there and it's like by the pound or whatever. And this is probably my last time in Whole Foods. Okay. And I put that soap down and that soap cost $10. And I was like, no, I'm not paying $10 for soap. So, and it was just like a little bar of soap, but it was by Way. And I was just like, this place is such a money grab. So I don't go to Whole Foods. I like Central Market. I just feel like it's just a market on one side and a grocery store on the other side. But as far as moving and, I mean, like leaving and going out of my way, no, I don't go out of my way, really. I would say Central Market is 10 minutes from me, and then the Cedar Market Ranch, that is literally 9 minutes from me. So I'm just driving in the other way. But what about you? How are you making the change?
Yeah,
because y'all are some Target people. So how are y'all changing?
Here's my thing. Okay, so I'm going to come from two different routes. So leaving from work, right? Mm-hmm. Leaving from work on the way home, I'm passing one Target. I'm passing Aldi. Oh. Keep going. I'm passing another Walmart. Then I'm passing the neighborhood Walmart. So I'm passing four stores. And then a Kroger. I don't see Kroger up there. But
now Kroger's not up there. Neither is Tom Thumb. Okay.
Okay, but Kroger got dirty lately because the bathroom is terrible. But I'm passing four stores, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to get home. So am I supposed to go out of my way to try? So that's the challenge for me.
Yes, like, Jonathan, you're supposed to go out of your way. You gotta make a difference. You gotta stand for something, man. You gotta drive out your way.
Okay. So you got it. So I'm supposed to go out of my way. Where am I supposed to go? So I'm supposed to drive to the Kroger? That's what I'm saying.
You can drive to the market.
Is the market open at 5 o'clock when I get off work, when I'm headed home?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up for you. I mean, it could be.
I mean, I guess it's a me thing because I want to be for the movement.
See, I want to be for the movement. This is where I go right here. This is Cedar Market Ranch. And this is Hispanic owned. If there's a black one somewhere, they close at 4 p.m.
Close at 4. They close by the time I get off.
But Friday and Saturday, you can go at 7 o'clock in the morning.
So I'm gonna drive 30 minutes
I'm just saying, if I understand that you pass four stores, but you don't have to stop at those stores. You could just, you know, stop somewhere else. Is there a Winco by you?
A Winco is out the way. No, a Winco is not. I don't think Winco is near anybody. Like, it's out the way of everybody. it's so big. Like, it's right off the highway, and it's not near any houses.
They got good prices, though. But they don't take credit cards.
They have great prices at Winco. Yeah. They have amazing prices. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I understand. Like, I want to be for the movement. And everybody watching, if you watch on Instagram or YouTube or wherever you watch it from, first of all, come over to YouTube, type in Speak Your Success Media and join us in the chat because I want to hear some people's thoughts. But I want to be for the movement. And I know people are always like, but you had people who used to walk. You had people that didn't ride the bus. You had people that did all this stuff and they would walk 5 miles to school. I understand what they did.
Okay.
However, in 2025, it can look different. What I can just share my voice and what I believe, and then I can patron businesses of Black entrepreneurs that I know and buy their products.
So when you're going into these stores, are you only buying Black products?
First of all, if I go into Walmart, they don't have Black products marked.
Hey, Walmart 10 toes down. They told you before we weren't doing that. You know, you lucky to get in, to be honest. They stand their ground. Target never stood their ground. And this is why they're in this situation right now. This is why their own stockholders are mad at them, because you don't stand your ground. If you were gonna let us in the door, you should have kept us there. Now you're gonna feel it.
Okay, so bring it in full circle. Producer Britt, what do you feel we need to do? Like what does that look like? Is it shopping somewhere else? Is it signing up for the fasttarget.org? What are we doing? What we need to do?
I'm not such a big follower of Dr. Jamal Bryant. I wouldn't say, you know, he's a go-to for me. He gives good information about, you know, this is a good movement, you know, what we're doing. Clearly it's effective and it's working. So I think that, you know, just as a people, as a culture, where we are now, maybe this is something that we can benefit from doing because it's already working. But moving forward, I think that, you know, what we need is just community, and we all need to come together and buy from one another, support each other, teach each other. But that's, you know, hard to do when we're already not allowed in certain spaces, or, you know, they block you from this, they block you from that. So I mean, yes, like, I mean, perfect example, Hillman TikTok. At first, that was a movement that was going. Everyone was signing up for classes, putting stuff on Excel sheets, this, that, and a third. And then next thing you know, the other communities were like, how do we get in here? And it's like, why, y'all got it? Like, y'all got everything already. So it's like, can we have this for ourselves? Can we do this for ourselves? So, you know, it takes a lot for us to just have something by ourselves. So Dr. Jamal Bryant, he started this and it's working. I can proudly sign up for the 40-day fast because I don't shop at Target. So,
okay. Yeah. I have a thought. The Holy Spirit gave me a thought.
Okay. Amen.
There is a space somewhere to where they have 70,000 people that have signed up. When you signed up, did they get your email address too?
No, I want to talk about the sign up process, but go ahead.
Oh, they didn't even get your email address? They just got your name?
No, they got your email. No, it's your name, your first name, last name, email, phone number. But after that, it's a, go ahead.
Okay, so this is my thought. This is my thought, and I'm gonna go in and sign up right after we hop off here, because I tried to.
No. We're gonna sign you up live. So
we signed up live. Okay. Yeah. We live. Okay.
We're gonna sign you up live. Go ahead.
So this is what I'm thinking though. 70,000 plus people. Mm-hmm. You talking about community? 70,000 plus people have signed up. Mm-hmm. And then you said that they allow you to get access to a list of other people who sell Black products. I don't know who's going to be on the back end. I don't know who's going to do the follow up. But literally, what if every month they did like a theme? Like, okay, this is wellness products. This is food products. This is athleisure products. That's the way that this has to circulate. Because the biggest struggle the biggest struggle for the biggest struggle for business, period, is what, Producer Britt? Marketing.
Marketing.
And knowing that if you can get in front of 70,000 people and just give people the opportunity to say, I want that, I need that, or I just want to support that business off the strength, then that is a way to create our own and then really mobilize, because now everybody is going to now have more coin to spend. And now we can really determine we're not going over there, we're not going over here. We just gonna move this forward and move us forward. That's it right there. Okay. All right. I'm getting fired up. So y'all, hey, okay. We gotta take a breather. We about to go to our corners, right? About to take a quick commercial break. But if you have not subscribed to the channel, make sure to subscribe on YouTube at Speak Your Success Media. Just type that in on YouTube and hit that subscribe button. But you'll see me sign up live when we return with more Speak Your Success. We'll be right back.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started.
All right. We're back and I'm still riding on a high. I'm still fired up. Producer Britt, come on. What are we doing?
Hey, okay, so we are going to show the people the process of what happens when you,
Targetfast.org.
Okay, so here we go. First name,
Jonathan.
All right. Last name,
Jones.
Oh, your phone number.
It's fine. Email info@jonathanjonesspeaks.com.
Dot com. Guys, we are live.
Oh, wait,
okay?
put the S. Don't forget the S on the speaks.
Oh, okay. Y'all, we live for real. Okay. we are live for real. This is really happening on my phone right now. Okay. Phone number.
214-460. I get enough spam calls as it is. A couple more calls I ain't gonna hurt. 9-1-7-8.
Okay, y'all don't be calling Jonathan, okay? Don't be calling him. If you do call.
Unless you got something for the Ask Jonathan segment, you know?
Okay, so it brings you to this. Thank you for submitting. Find Black Businesses, Track Collective, Black Economic Impact 24/7, Free Guides to Black-Owned Businesses. So let's go to the Black Buying Guide. Let's click that. Let's see what it looks like. Okay, bring our dollars home. Okay, so this is my first time seeing this. Oh, it's a little page. Okay. Baby needs. You got baby needs. You got fun for kids, dolls, her shoes, sneakers, men's shoes, laundry, coffee, and tea. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Home decor, lingerie, jewelry, men's underwear, water, stationery, toilet paper, dog baby. Okay, so you have multiple categories. So let's click one. Let's say a better. Is it clickable? No.
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm just saying. It's no, you gotta.
Oh, so you just letting us know what page to go to. Okay.
But you can't go to the. Let me see. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So. Okay, and then you click on it.
Hmm.
Okay, you go back. Click on it. Okay, so I don't. We're in arts right now.
Hmm.
So, there you go. Miracle buttercream. Okay, so if you need some body butter. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I've seen this. I've seen this one before. Yeah, I've seen this one before.
Mm.
$25, not bad. Okay, that's shampoo. So yeah, this is really cool, guys. This is cool. So it's that's 260 pages. And you got a bookstore? Okay, bookstores.
Okay.
But I just think the table of contents needs to be Shop the Hood.
Okay. Shop the Hood. Okay. What's the TikTok? It's small.
Shop
I can't really read it.
Shop the Hood is Shop the Hood. Everything Shop the Hood.
Oh, okay. Shop the Hood. Oh, great. Okay.
We shopping in the hood. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We ain't never leaving the hood, okay? We ain't never leaving the hood.
Okay, so you said you feel like the table of contents could be better. Is there any other feedback? Just in case, you know, just in case the video makes it to Dr. Bryant, you know, is there any other feedback you think that they can implement with this right here?
I just think the table of contents needs to be clickable. But everything else is pretty cool. We got a boutique here. Okay. Love that. So yeah, I think it's pretty cool. So Shop the Hood, and that's what that looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's discover black businesses and services. So is this one different? There's different ones. Okay.
You can search it by name and near your location, just like I was saying earlier.
Okay, let's type in Dallas. Dallas, Texas.
Hmm.
Contracting.
Okay. Hmm.
All right, one stop financial. Okay, that's cool.
That is cool.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure you can, if you have a business, you can add yourself probably on this some way, somehow, or submit your information. But that's Dallas.
I like it. And it says 7,000. It said over 7,000 results in the top left hand corner.
Yeah, 72.
Over 7,000. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one. Let's just check out all the features. Let's see what we get here. And then Track Collective. Okay, here. This is where I was a little. So this right here is called. Okay, I have to show you the app because it will prompt you to download this. It's called Mobile Wallet. And it looks confusing. And it is confusing. So, I don't even want to go into it because I don't even understand it. But as far as signing up for fasttarget.com and then going to the catalogs that they have, you can click on the business and it takes you right to the website. So it's over 300,000 businesses. So I think anything that you need is definitely going to be on there. And then that other website is really cool because you can search within your area and, you know, pick and choose what you need there. So what do you think about that, Jonathan?
I mean, they're making it easy. They're making it easy for sure. Does it take a little bit of work? Yes. But also, you know, creating change takes a little bit of work as well. So, you know, like taking the time to search, do a couple searches before going out and shopping versus me driving around burning up gas. That's fine. You know, that's fine. I can live with that.
That's fine.
I can live with that.
All right, guys. Well, if you have a topic that you want us to debate or talk about or give more information about on Thursdays, we only do this on Thursdays. So send us a topic or a situation in my DM at Producer Britt on Instagram and TikTok. And Jonathan, I will pass it back to you for your final thought.
All right. Oh, sorry. So family, I appreciate y'all coming out tonight and just listening and learning, or maybe even engaging a little bit. But the thought that I'm gonna share with y'all is the same thought that I had as I was sitting here and knowing that I want this world to be a better place for me, for my family, for my son, for my wife, and for you, and for your family as well. And in order for that to take place, I need to stand on business in certain areas, as do you. So I want you just to begin to identify what is it that you're really standing for in 2025, right? What is a non-negotiable for you? Is it, I want DEI demands to be held accountable, to be put into action? Because this is something that was promised. And if that's what you said, then it's time to sign up, baby. fasttarget.org. It's time to sign up. So just consider that, right? What are you standing on and what are your non-negotiables in 2025? Family, thanks for coming out and rocking out with us on Speak Your Success. Tomorrow is the Friday Flex. The Friday Flex is when we have a little bit of fun going into the weekend and also sharing with you some events and some things that you can dive into to enjoy yourself. But until next time, family, if you have not hit that subscribe button, make sure to hit subscribe on YouTube to Speak Your Success Media. And always remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?